Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 30th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Worthless Things. The scripture text is from Psalm 119:37. Those that regularly listen to the podcast know that Brooksine is usually with me and reads the scripture as well as shares a prayer at the end. While I'm out in Missouri with some family right now, and she's not with me, so I'll be reading the entire reading today, as well as there will not be a prayer today. The scripture verse itself, however, is a prayer. Psalm 119, verse 37 reads, "Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word." There sure is a great variety of electronic gadgetry, and I must admit I find quite a bit of it very appealing. There's just always something new and dazzling. I like to observe people, and everyone, it seems, is now talking constantly on their cell phone. But the most unusual sight is people who apparently have some type of invisible electronic gadget as a cell phone, walking around looking like they're talking to themselves. They gesture with their hands and have the facial expressions of conversation. I assume I wasn't seeing a lot of crazy people. Consider the daily verse as a personal prayer. It is found in the midst of the longest chapter in the entire Bible. Sometimes when reading through a longer section of the Bible, our goal can easily be just to get through it. We don't necessarily ponder each phrase and thoughtfully consider the meaning. I have a good minister friend who did a verse-by-verse study on this long chapter. It reminded me of the importance of chewing on each precious morsel of God's Word. When perceived through spiritual eyes, all the neat stuff that is so visually appealing is worthless in comparison to the things that really matter. That's what we need to constantly remember. I wonder what worthless things the psalmist was referring to. I suppose they are similar to that spoken by Isaac Watts in his classic hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." He states, "All the vain things that charm me most." I have a feeling these worthless and vain things are at least as prominent in our day as they were 3,000 years ago, or 300 years ago. Actually, I suspect in our generation we are exposed to a whole lot more worthless things and a much greater variety, for sure. The psalmist was wise in identifying this truth and making it a request. Do you see these worthless things surrounding us today? Many are not necessarily bad, and we will use them and appreciate them. But compared to those things that matter most, they are indeed worthless. Consider the Apostle Paul's perspective on this matter. In Philippians 3, verses 7 through 9, we read, "But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God, it is by faith." Well, it's a joy to share with you this morning. Again, the customary prayer that Brooksine writes that ends the podcast. I just spoke to her on the phone, and we had hoped to collaborate through email with sharing what I had written and then her writing a prayer. But let me close with the entire phrase from that Isaac Watts hymn. "Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood." Well, it's a real joy to share with you this morning. I'm set up differently. I'm using a little laptop with the type of little microphone that comes with laptops or comes with computers instead of using the little sound system I have in my home. I am in my home state of Missouri today. I suppose I do still call Missouri my home state, although I've lived in Pennsylvania now a longer period in my life than I've lived in Missouri. I'm visiting with my cousin Dub and his wife Joy, my mother's brother's son and his wife. Pat, my brother, is also with me. My brother Mike will be joining me this evening. In the next couple of days, we have some reminiscing and visiting here in the part of the country that we grew up in. Well, this ministry is called DailyEncouragement.net. Our web address is www.DailyEncouragement.net. And it's a real privilege to share God's Word today. Remember the worthless things, and remember to always keep a perspective on what matters most in life. I want to make it clear that I use those worthless things and appreciate them. I just spoke to my wife a few moments ago on a cell phone, and I appreciate them. But I appreciate the statement in the psalm. Let me read it one more time. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Have a blessed day today. Keep your focus on Christ.